Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette begins two-year overhaul of development rules. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette City Council has launched a two-year effort to combine the city's development regulations into one streamlined code. According to County 17, consulting firm Kimley Horn will consolidate zoning, subdivision, engineering, construction, and stormwater standards into a unified development code expected to be completed by late 2027. City Planning and Code Compliance Manager Meredith Duval says the goal is to make the rules easier for residents, developers, and staff to understand using more graphics and flowcharts instead of long sections of text. Council members said the current system can slow construction and discourage growth. The council also approved a $250,000 contract for a new parks master plan. The study will review park conditions, ADA access, trails, maintenance cost, and future growth. In other business, the city announced a special affordable housing meeting for August 11th, featuring presentations on housing programs and possible local solutions. Study finds elk behind most wildlife confrontations in parks. Grizzly bears may draw the most fear, but a new study suggests elk are involved in far more aggressive encounters with national park visitors. According to Cowboy State Daily, researchers reviewed incidents from 2010 through 2023 in Canadian parks involving elk, bears, coyotes, and mule deer. Elk accounted for 62% of the encounters. Wildlife officials say elk can cause serious injuries with their hooves and antlers, especially when people get too close. Many incidents happen during spring calving season when cows protect their young or during the fall rut when bulls become more aggressive. Officials say visitors should stay about 100 feet away from elk, deer, and moose, and roughly 100 yards away from bear and wolves. Experts say elk living around towns and developed park areas may become more comfortable around people, increasing the risk of conflict. The warning is simple. Even animals that appear calm can be dangerous. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.